transgender people have become much more visible in recent years. But coming out as trans is often scary, and having a supportive family can make all the difference, especially for young people. KJZZ's Stina Sieg introduces us to an East Valley family in which children and adults are learning what it means to be trans from one another.
Two dogs are roughhousing in a sunny backyard in Queen Creek as sounds from a nearby Little League game float by. On the patio, a man is helping his son pump up his bike tires.
All right. Number two, will you hold it on tight?
If I can.
It's one of those totally ordinary family moments. But for Daniel Harrett, who spent most of his life as a woman, just everyday existence as a man is alchemy.
It feels like you're getting to live for the first time. And my children are getting to be who they've always wanted to be.
11-year-old Mason, he's the one with the bike, is living as a boy after being assigned female at birth. Then there's 13-year-old Joshua, whose curly brown hair falls around her shoulders as she sits in her wheelchair. Her birth sex was male, but she knew from an early age that she was a girl.
I mean, I was like 6 or 7.
Then there's Daniel's fiancée, Shirley Austin. She's tall and blonde and smiley, and transgender, too.
The whole family is in transition.
All four of them. Daniel thinks trans people have been in his family for 100 years. His grandmother's sister is what people used to call a crossdresser. Her behavior scared his grandmother so much that she made sure when she had a daughter that she dressed feminine.
Of course, my mother just gave that same lesson. This is not okay. You must be a girl. This is who you were born to be.
Daniel kept waiting for makeup and women's clothing to feel right. But that never happened. Not after getting married to a man, not after giving birth to 2 kids. Then, just last year, Joshua wanted to join Girl Scouts, despite being raised a boy. That's when Daniel was introduced to a word he had never heard before, transgender.
And when I finally looked it up and I realized, oh my gosh, they're trans, and I know it's true because I am too, and it's been my whole life.
Soon after, Joshua came out as a trans girl. Mason came out as a trans boy. And Daniel cut his hair and went shopping in the men's section.
I opened my eyes, looked in that dressing room mirror, and went, oh, this is it. You know, this is perfect. This is me.
About that same time, Daniel met Shirley, who was volunteering at this nonprofit for parents of trans youth. Like Daniel, Shirley had been married before. When she started transitioning, she figured she'd be single forever.
I was never accepted before by people that really loved me, you know, so why would any of that change?
As the kids befriended Shirley, so did Daniel. There's an age gap. Daniel's 41, Shirley's 62, but still, they fell in love.
It was so freeing because I knew I could be me and they're going to understand me for who I am. They're going to know the hurts that I feel, and how we can help each other.
Shirley taught Daniel how to use a chainsaw. Daniel taught Shirley to memorize all those stones in her engagement ring, in case another woman asks. Daniel does the yard work, Shirley the cooking. They're actually very traditional people, Daniel says, who really see each other.
I feel loved. I mean, I feel love for who I am. Exactly how I am.
And that's Daniel's biggest hope for his children, that they too feel accepted and supported as they grow up.
I'm wanting to be like a doctor.
That's Daniel's daughter, Joshua, about to be interrupted by his son, Mason.
You've been saying this until you're little. I also said I want to be a doctor.
And what does Mason want to be now?
An artist.
Daniel will be happy with whatever they choose. He just wants them to be themselves. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News.